Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. We all make mistakes, but some have far greater impact than others. Many mistakes are of minor importance and are soon forgotten about. They leave no trace. But others can change the whole direction of life from that moment. The people of Jerusalem and Judah had made a long succession of disastrous decisions, but now God tells them that he's going to change everything because he will forgive them. Their sad days are gone. When we make mistakes, and especially when they have long-term implications, it's easy to imagine that that's the end. There's no hope. But God is always in the business of restoration. He's always looking for ways of bringing salvation and renewal. This is truly a message of comfort, and one which our world desperately needs to hear. I've spent many, many hours of my life with people who've tried to persuade me that they were beyond God's help. Their lives had gone from bad to much, much worse, and they couldn't imagine that there was any way back. I think particularly of prisoners that I've met who'd been very happy to share their life story, but had drawn the conclusion that they were beyond being helped. I particularly love the word tenderly in today's Bible passage. When God comes to us in our failure, he doesn't come stridently and critically, but with tenderness and love. The truth is that we can never deserve God's forgiveness. It's always a gift. And incredibly, miraculously, the Bible tells us that he's willing to forgive us however badly messed up our lives might be. God simply looks for our willingness to own up to our sin, to accept his forgiveness, and to change our way of life. They were comforting words for the people of Jerusalem long ago, and they still are. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we confess that we've made many mistakes and have often been a disappointment to you. We accept your gift of forgiveness and ask you to fill us with your Spirit as we seek to live our lives in step with you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.